Blog Talk Radio.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will. Wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea. Rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration. Sweet liberation. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like a power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation. Rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the one,
one with the one,
one with the one,
one with the one.
Fear is the villain, planting lies of what we need. Real satisfaction comes in who we came to be. Like the air and sun and the earth we walk upon. Love is freely given and life becomes a worth of living. When you're one with the one, with the one. One with the one, with the one.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. This is your hostess, your host, your on-air personality, Lisa Sahaki, and welcome. If you're listening for the first time, I invite you to take a look at our archived shows. Again, you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. My name is Lisa Sahaki, and I come to you live every Monday morning Pacific Standard Time from wherever I'm traveling on the planet. Right now, I happen to be in sunny Carlsbad, California, and it's absolutely magnificent here. Decharging, re-resting, regrouping from a I've been traveling since October, let's just put it that way. I've been on the road since October, and it's been quite a feat. It's been absolutely magnificent. Seeing a lot of the outpicturing work that I am setting forth on this planet, meaning things are coming to fruition. I'm actually seeing the fruits of my labor showing up, and here's what I learned in my own enlightened way. In order to stay enlightened up, absolutely, I relearn this, I should say, there's just a tremendous amount of balance that must happen in order to maintain any kind of equanimity. Equanimity, that's a great word. So we'll get into all that in a minute. Let's just say hello and thank you once again to Ricky Byers-Beckwith for her musical inspiration of Enlighten Up Radio. We are looking for new music for Enlighten Up Radio. If you have some really inspiring new music, you know, the music, the opening and closing music does evolve as the following evolves, certainly grows, certainly expands, just as we are. So definitely love the music that we have going on, and I'm feeling like it's time for just some big openings. So speaking of big openings, we're going to start working on sharing step two of self-mastery. So there is a book that's in the works that I actually have not selling yet. It's not on the market yet, but I'm giving you teasers until it's out on the market. So 7 Steps to Self-Mastery. We went over this last Monday was step 1, which is basically letting go of perceived control. You can listen to last week's message if you want to get more information on that. But 2 is envisioning successful outcomes. And so why are we gathering on this radio show today? Why am I talking about self-mastery? Why is Enlighten Up Radio so focused on this topic in particular? So if you're listening for the first time, what we do is we gather every Monday to share provocative prose, witty wisdom, and lovely laughter, to gain insights and tools of transformation, to enlighten up on ourselves and life in general. What do I mean by that? Well, I have knowledge and guests on the show and education that I share every week so you can get your week off to a good start, a better start. This is designed, Enlighten Up Radio is designed to really allow people to have something positive to look forward to on Mondays. Mondays happen to be my favorite day of the week, but I know a lot of people don't necessarily enjoy Mondays. So in our self-mastery, we really requalify and turn things around and really have a better life experience because of our personal inner awareness. We've reached a level of knowing that there is an inner level, an intuitive inner level of excellence. I'll repeat that. We've reached a level of knowing that there is an intuitive level of excellence within each of us. And I call that self-mastery. Self-mastery is really an awakening, an awareness of the awakening of really the best that you can be all the time, as best as you can do that. Now, that does not mean 100% of the time. Does not mean that. In our self-mastery and doing anything successfully, here's what it requires. It requires we have a daily method of operation that we do things the same way, that we create habits that produce successful outcomes for each of us. So these 7 steps to self-mastery, you can utilize this information on a weekly basis, focus on each step, each day. You can do 7 months. You can do 7 weeks with it. I encourage doing, you know, if you're really ready to do self-mastery, start with the week-by-week, step-by-step. So if last week was letting go of perceived control, but if you're listening to this for the first time, go back, give yourself, this archive information will be there for you. Take your time with it, or start where you're at. It's okay to start where you're at, but I think starting with the letting go of perceived control is really quite vital. And listening to that information before you move forward, I think, is really quite helpful. So I would encourage you to take on a new step every week. If you want to go deeper, do this on a monthly basis. You know, how we do anything is how we do everything. And scientifically, it's been proven that it takes 90 days for our DNA to change over, to recycle, to create new cells, new DNA cells, new structures from within our DNA. And in doing that, over time, what really happens is that we start developing new neural pathways of new habits. So the longer you can practice something, whether it's a guitar, whether it's walking, exercising, getting in better shape, self-mastery, building better relationships, finding a better work situation, J-O-B, what I call a joyous orbit of bliss, J-O-B, joyous orbit of bliss. Thanks, Kelly Sullivan Walden, that I got from her, a dear friend of mine, Goddess Queen book. She's a really great one. I read her book years ago. So this is an evolution. You know, there's no really one way to do anything. And there are certain ways that work better than others. I share these steps because I find them very, not only successful for me and successful out-picturing outcomes of my life, and life is really starting to work for me much more successfully. It's not easy. I'm going to tell you guys, this is not easy. This is not for the faint at heart. Self-mastery really is a level of inner excellence that we have allowed ourselves to admit to ourselves that we are all the time. It's our natural birthright. It's basically like, imagine in your self-mastery, you really can't turn back in consciousness once you've said yes. And so what I'm providing for you are tools to make that go a little bit easier, to make that process, that journey a little bit easier, maybe more a little enlightening with these steps. So envisioning successful outcomes, what does that mean? So there are a lot of different tools. You can Google, you know, how to vision successful outcomes. Certainly one of the tools that I've used when I have the time doing visioning processes. I've been doing visioning processes developed by Reverend Michael Beckwith of the Agape International Spiritual Center. I've been utilizing visioning sessions with my clients since 1998 or 99. It's been very successful. You can use visioning to really apply to anything. Visioning is really great. If you Google Life Visioning Michael Beckwith, you'll get more information. I don't want to teach something that's already out there. If you can Google it on your own, if it calls to you, definitely do it. We have a limited 30-minute show, so I think it's really important to be concise. So Google that, Life Visioning Michael Beckwith. He's got books on it and everything. So I highly recommend it if that calls to you. That's something that I've done over a period of time. Now, there are lots, any universal truth will give you lots of opportunities to know this universal truth. You'll know universal truth because it feels right. Not only does it feel right, it gives you positive outpicturings of the life that you're choosing, that your life that you're envisioning for yourself. So one of the things I like to do is thinking from the end. And I've got some friends who I've watched do this over the years who are absolutely masterful. They were born this way. They didn't read it in any book. They didn't listen to any radio show. They already knew it. They have been very successful. And they're successful because they envision their life from the end. They envision what they're creating already, like it's already done. And I'm not going to get into any spiritual parts about it because, you know, certainly spirituality is one way to get there. Meditating will give us an experience of inner peace, and so we can actually apply these principles much more efficiently, effectively, congruently with the big picture, with this big overall picture of self-mastery and enlightenment that we're all kind of moving towards, basically learning to live a better life, a life based with a more inner peace, more peaceful experiences, more successful outcomes. So when we envision successful outcomes, when we think from the end first and start expecting that to show up, so that is wizardry, that's metaphysics in action, that's beyond law of attraction. It's like the law of attraction on steroids. So the process begins, so imagine envisioning a successful outcome. So I'd like you to, for a moment, consider yourself right now. Envision yourself sitting in an audience being motivated by someone like myself, someone perhaps that you really find supportive, successful information that you've applied successfully, and that when you listen to these individuals, whether it's, you know, Wayne Dyer, I like to listen to Yogi Bhajan. He's so amazing. His stuff on YouTube is so great. He's got this hour-long set of communication. Not only he talks about the communication, but he also puts you through a yoga set, Kundalini yoga set, to embody it. So when I listen to these teachers and I hear them speak, they're speaking from an already being done place, already being done. What does that mean? Basically, they have the vision. They're visionaries. And they create a vision that's very attractive, that creates future statements, future experiences, future feelings, envisioning the life from the end, envisioning your experience from the end. So when I first started on this journey in 2008, let's just say, when I graduated from the Agape International Spiritual Center as a licensed practitioner at that time, I had someone write a prayer treatment, an affirmative prayer treatment. That's another great tool in envisioning successful outcomes. So when I find, I need to find that. I think it's on another computer, but I am living this envisioned successful outcome. I went to other individuals and I told them what I was wanting to create. I was choosing to speak into existence some things, and I certainly didn't have the savvy that I have now. And certain days, I don't feel like I have any savvy at all. I'll be honest with you. It's a very interesting process, this success train, this enlightenment train. You know, we're forced and we're pulled to move ourselves through really uncomfortable, challenging inner dialogue and inner situations and even out-picturing of uncomfortable relationships. You know, we're really wanting a better life for ourselves, and it's not easy. So envisioning attractive future states is a really critical aspect of inspirational motivation to get us to where, from where we are to where we want to be. It's in the future, which is about stating information in the future that becomes clear when it is communicated. Okay, so future statements, we're claiming future statements that become clear when it's communicated. So it's not, I want to be a international motivational speaker. It's, I am so thankful for the plethora of contacts and gigs where I get to continuously speak on an international level. I'm so grateful that I am an international motivational speaker and that I continuously do this in a balanced and a healthy way. I can even throw that in there if you notice. So, you know, we want to speak into existence that which we are creating. Our word is our law. Our word is our law. And when we say something, it's really important that we learn a self-efficacy to fulfill it. But not just self-efficacy. I'm not talking about the need to make someone happy by fulfilling a promise, although that's really nice to have in life, to not only be that but create relationships where people honor their word. But honoring it, the word before it's even spoken, what do I mean by that? Honoring the word before it's even spoken. Well, let me explain something I learned in affirmative prayer. So I've been trained in affirmative prayer. It's very successful. It's very affirming. It's very important to learn to really be an embodiment of your affirmative lifestyle. And in training to speak affirmative prayers, affirmative words even, forget prayer, forget the formality of a prayer. When I speak something into existence, and if there is an inkling, a glimmer, a fraction of a thought that negates, that discounts that which I am speaking into existence. So if I speak into existence, if you, let's say someone, I'm not even going to claim this for me, right? If someone speaks into existence, I am wealthy. And in their mind, they're going, in the back of their mind, this quiet, strong voice is saying, how the heck am I going to pay my rent? That will negate everything. So envisioning successful outcomes is a congruent practice that we develop over time. What do I mean by that? Well, a congruent practice that we develop over time is our ability to create self-efficacy, meaning when we speak something, we can trust ourselves and know that we will bring it into fruition, right? How many times, let's just take it in a light way, right? Self-mastery, light, L-I-T-E, L-I-G-H-T, envisioning successful outcomes. Let's do it in a really light way. So, if you are expecting something, you know, it's not clear for me right now. I'm going to pause on that. I'm just going to pause on that thought. So envisioning successful outcomes. What we like to do is, I'm going to go back to the leader idea. Yeah. So when a leader creates a vision for you that you feel compelled to follow, right? So here's an idea. When I first started going to Agape International Spiritual Center, right, there an envisioning of a more successful outpicturing of my life. I would go on a weekly basis, and, you know, you can listen and get a great example. Any motivational speaker will do this for you. You'll feel enlightened. You'll feel better after you listen to them. You'll feel that things are actually possible. But with congruence and self-efficacy, not only are we noticing that leaders are doing this from the stage, from the books, from the CDs that we read and listen to, we start learning a degree of self-efficacy where we can trust ourselves to move forward, okay? So I want you to start on a very, very small scale, okay? I want you to start tracking your progress very gently, but with a lot of great self-awareness and self-efficacy. Start tracking the things that you're claiming, wanting, desiring to do. These definable outcomes that you're wanting at this point, and I'd like you to take the next step in self-mastery to not just wanting them, to actually affirming them into creation, affirming them. How many times have you thought about the best job you can ever have? How many times have you thought about the best relationship, the best woman, the best man out there for you? How many times have you envisioned something for yourself over and over again? Are you kind of tired of that? Are you kind of tired of saying, you know, well, where is it? Why isn't it happening? So start monitoring on a micro level, very minute level. When you say things, are you negating them? Because these definable outcomes that take us from where we are to turning it into a reality, take our vision and turn that vision into reality, is completely determined by a series of focused actions and focused thoughts that take us from where we are to where we want to be. Now, in self-mastery, now I can give you this tool over and over again, but what I'm going to emphasize in this show is the thought behind the thought. The thought behind the words, the thought behind the vision. Are you congruent with it? Do you have self-doubt? You not thinking it all the way through, even in your envisioning of successful outcomes. Do you think of it and then stop? You get a shiny object syndrome that takes you somewhere else. Really start watching your completion of things, a thought, just a thought all the way through. You can see and hear, actually, in my voice, this is common in human nature, especially if we're type A kind of drivers, very motivated. My company is Inspired Living. I get a lot of, you know, downloads and information while I'm doing this show. And I need to keep my train of thought so I'm successful in delivering the envisioned outcome of giving you the information to self-mastery, step two. Step two, self-mastery, envision successful outcome. Step one, let go of your perceived control. Now, if you're stuck, having challenges, wanting to work on the letting go of perceived control, stay with it before you go on to the next one. There's no rush. Keep listening to the radio shows. Download the information. But if you're not really engaging, feeling the self-mastery level of awareness, something shifts, a light goes on, an aha moment around that first step. Really play with it. There's really no rush. You know, we definitely must crawl and walk before we run. I am teaching, you know, I get a lot of really diverse clients, and my yoga clients in particular are very, well, most of my clients are very driven type A people. They're very successful individuals in that they've really mastered, they're already at a level of self-mastery, and they're taking their life to another level. They know there's more. They want more. They're very successful, but they're not necessarily pleased with the outpicturing outcome. So don't expect life to go away and challenges to go away. That's another part of that success, self-mastery. We can see successful outcomes, live in a polarity and a paradox, and know that life is not necessarily perfect, and that successful outcomes can be expected. The road to getting there, letting go of control, because the road to envisioning successful outcomes and getting there, allowing them to show up, you're required to let go of perceived control. If you're putting your vision out there and expecting a successful outcome, but you have tremendous control challenges, you know what that means. Listen to last week if you want more information on that. But if you're envisioning successful outcomes, or let's say you're attempting to envision successful outcomes, not so solid foundation of a perceived sense of control, it's a bit futile. Go through the motions, but step two, you might get caught. But that's okay. That's the process. And you don't have to stay in step one forever either. If you're going, okay, enough's enough already, I'm beating myself over the head, let me just move forward, let me trust myself to move forward. You know, we really play with this. There's no such thing as perfection. This life, this world, this experience is an evolving thing. My life is an evolving thing. I often take two steps back to go forward, or it feels that way, but because I'm relearning something. So don't be afraid to really play and engage within the different levels of the seven steps of self-mastery. Step one, let go of perceived control. Work on that, folks. Work on that. If you want to have a session, give me a call. I'm happy to offer you a free self-mastery session. You can set that up by reaching out to me. The information is at LisaInspiredLivingWithLisa.com. Lisa@InspiredLivingWithLisa.com. And that is what I'm going to say for now. So there aren't really strong definitives to these tools. I leave you open with each of them because they are evolving. They're absolutely evolving. And the more we accept that they are evolving, that we are evolving states of being all the time, that our level of awareness, our level of our ability to really take things deeper and deeper into knowing, you know, that happens over time. You just can't rush that process. I'm going to be 50 this year, Enlightened listeners, and thanks everyone for listening so much. Thank you. So much humble gratitude for each of you who listen. But I'm going to be 50 this year. Let me tell you, I'm relearning a lot. There's a lot to relearn, but there's also a lot that I'm really refining in my self-mastery that I'm going, oh, well, this works really well. I'm going to do it even better. I'm going to learn to do it even better. And it's not about getting it right, because you're not doing it wrong. It's just learning to have experience, more inner peace, more successful outcomes, enlightened living. Life doesn't go away. Life's not going anywhere, folks. But we have these tools. We're living in an awakened age where all of the information is available to us literally at the touch of our fingers. This is Lisa Sahakian. You're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. I thank you for listening one more week again. Thank you so much. If you have any questions, give me a call. Reach out to me on email. Let me know how I can support your journey. Most of all, thank you, Ricky Byers-Beckwith, and everyone for the support of the show. May the longtime sun shine upon you. May all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. This is Lisa Sahakian. You're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. Step two to self-mastery. Work on it. Envision successful outcomes. Love, joy, peace to all souls.
Wandering around, wondering what. I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still.
So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the one,
one with the one, with the one.
Working it out, she's wondering why she married in such haste. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like the power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the
one.
Fear is the villain, planting lies of what we need. Satisfaction comes in who we came to be, like the air and sun and the earth we walk upon. Love is freely given, and life becomes worth living when you're one with the one, with the one, one with the one, with the
one.
I'm watching the world and wondering why we live our lives with so much speed. What are we doing if we don't learn from the past? Are we moving way too fast? Are we moving way too fast, but really standing still? Just trying to gain some speed with our mind and with our will, wanting to feel something greater inside, great like the river in the wide, and rushing to get it.